Hello, welcome to this edition of Nareit's Root Report Podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on January 5th, 2018. President Donald Trump signed the much-discussed Tax Cuts and Jobs Act into law last month. The bill contains a number of provisions related to REIT and real estate investment. My guest today is my colleague, Kathy Berry, Senior Vice President for Policy and Politics with Nareit. She's going to walk us through some of the most important details of the bill for REITs and real estate investment in general. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
So, Kathy, before we get into the particular aspects of the bill that are most relevant to REITs, can you explain on a more basic level how this legislation reforms our tax system?
Absolutely. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act lowers individual tax rates for all income levels through the year 2025. The highest tax bracket is reduced from a maximum income tax rate of 39.6% under current law to a maximum of 37%. Plus the 3.8% existing Affordable Care Act tax. The act permanently reduces the 35% maximum corporate tax rate to a maximum of 21% as of 2018 and makes significant changes to the taxation of businesses with operations offshore. This tax relief is offset somewhat by limits on individuals' itemized deductions and by limits on several business benefits.
So now looking at specifics, how does the new tax law treat REIT dividends?
Starting this year, REIT shareholders are eligible for a lower effective pass-through business income tax rate through the creation of a new deduction for individuals, estates, and trusts of 20% of their combined qualified business income amount. REIT dividends fully qualify for this deduction for REIT shareholders, meaning the maximum income tax rate on dividends for a REIT shareholder would generally be 29.6%.
And Kathy, what about business interest deductions? Can you explain the changes there?
The Tax Cut and Jobs Act generally limits the deductibility of business interest for every business to 30% of its adjusted taxable income. For 2018 through 2021, adjusted taxable income is defined similarly to EBITDA, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Beginning in 2022, adjusted taxable income is defined without reference to depreciation and amortization, so it would just be earnings before interest and taxes. It is important to note that real property trades or businesses, including real property trades or businesses conducted by widely held corporations and REITs, are permitted to elect out of the interest limitation.
What do the changes to the rules for expensing mean for REITs?
Tangible personal property placed in service between September 27, 2017 and January 1, 2023 is eligible for immediate expensing. However, cost recovery for structures, including buildings, remain under current law approach, 27 and a half year straight line depreciation for residential buildings and 39 year straight line depreciation for non-residential buildings. Expenses for qualified leasehold improvements are intended to be consolidated with similar retail and restaurant improvements under a new category called qualified improvement property, with a recovery period of 15 years, and are also eligible for 100% bonus depreciation, although some technical issues exist with these provisions. The previous 40-year alternative depreciation system cost recovery period that is used, among other purposes, to measure a company's earnings and profits remains intact for non-residential real property. A reduced 30-year alternative depreciation system applies for residential real property, and a 20-year alternative depreciation system now applies for qualified improvement property under the new law. Taxpayers electing to use the real property trader business exception to the interest limitation I previously described would be required to use the longer alternative depreciation system periods of 40, 30, or 20 years for real property and qualified improvement property. Additionally, if property is depreciated under the alternative depreciation system, it is not eligible for bonus depreciation.
Kathy, any other changes of note for REITs?
A few. The new law also reduces the withholding tax rate applicable to REIT capital gain distributions made to non-U.S. shareholders that are attributable to the sale or exchange of U.S. real property interests from 35% to the highest corporate tax rate in effect for the taxable year, which is now 21%. Finally, Although the Tax Cut and Jobs Act generally eliminates like-kind exchanges, it retains like-kind exchanges for real estate assets.
Well, thanks for joining us, Kathy, and taking the time to help us get a better understanding of the new tax law changes.
Thanks, Alan.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. You can find more information about the REIT-related provisions in the bill on NAREIT's website, REIT.com. Additionally, NAREIT's REITWISE 2018 Law, Accounting, and Finance Conference, which is taking place from March 21st to March 23rd in Hollywood, Florida, will feature sessions dedicated to the new tax law changes and their impact on REITs and real estate investment. Registration for REITWISE is now open via NAREIT's website. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenney.